This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at WILL.UIUC.EDU. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in. On the program today, a special talk to the manager. WILL General Manager Mark Leonard is our guest. Mark succeeded Don Mullally earlier this year. Don retired last year after more than three decades at the helm of WILL. As General Manager, Mark Leonard oversees WILL AM and FM and WILL TV and the WILL online operations. Listeners, I invite your questions and comments for our guest this afternoon. Join us with questions, comments about public broadcasting, the WILL stations, and the mission of WILL for our guest. Join us with a telephone call, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area, 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. Anywhere else, call toll-free, 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL. Let me tell you a bit more about our guest, Mark Leonard. Mark's career spans more than 25 years in public broadcasting, including a year on the production staff at WILL-TV in 1982. Since then, he has held senior management positions in Washington State and in New York State. The recipient of several industry honors, Mark Leonard is a graduate of the State University of New York at Plattsburgh, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts in Communications. He also participated in the William E. Simon Graduate School of Business Administration at the University of Rochester. His achievements include three New York State Emmy Awards, three Telly Awards, and an Award for Excellence in Civic Journalism. 333-9455 and toll-free 800-222-9455. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Celeste.
Well, my pleasure. So tell us, by way of introduction, what was your introduction to public broadcasting?
Well, when I was attending State University at Plattsburgh, we had a public television station that was signing on the air at that point. It was probably about 1979, 1980. And so while going through their communication program, I got a chance to see a startup public television operation and kind of hung around there a lot and eventually interned at the station and then became a production employee and a master control employee and kind of got sucked in by the concept early on. And the idea there that it was a startup operation, they were reaching audiences that had never had public television before. And I got a real sense of connectedness in a relatively rural area of upstate New York, about an hour south from the Canadian border, how important it was to areas that had never had that kind of programming before. So it got under my skin mm-hmm. and kind of has been there ever since.
Yeah. Well, why do we need public broadcasting today?
Well, I think we need it more now than ever in a lot of ways. I think that commercial broadcasting serves a lot of very good purposes, provides entertainment and news for people, but it is driven always by the need to make a profit, and its programming decisions and its business decisions are centered around that. As a result, there has been a great deal of consolidation in the commercial media. You see ownership of radio stations falling into less and less hands every year. And that consolidation has also led to development of more national satellite-delivered formats and national control. And in all of that, local interests and local needs are taking an increasingly back seat. I think it's something that public broadcasting, public radio, and public television have always had as a core mission, and these days makes it even more essential because we are quite often the only remaining locally controlled media in many markets across the country. And rather than being obligated by law to serve our local communities, we do it as a matter of principle and always have.
Let's talk with a listener who's waiting to talk with you, Mark, online for a listener in Champaign. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
Great. I have a comment. I'm a African-American from an urban community, a relatively large city, and I've been listening to your agricultural program for the last couple of years, and I don't have a clue what you talked about for the most part, but it's a very entertaining show. They do an outstanding job, and I just wanted to comment on their performance, and hope you keep the program. And to your new manager, welcome to the Champaign community.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The agricultural programming is a mystery to me also. I've tuned in and listened to it, obviously, since I've been here, and I've found myself, without understanding it, being increasingly fascinated with it, and I've come to realize how important that information is to a whole chunk of our community that makes its livelihood from agriculture, and we're providing business information that helps them to do their job and to make money. I think it's a very good example of knowing your market and providing services that your own listeners and viewers and users need. Increasingly, we're putting more and more of that content on the web, which is an exciting place where we can put more depth in our coverage than we could on our radio programming alone. And hopefully that's an area that we're going to continue to move in on many fronts in the future.
Yeah, WILLagriculture.org is the website for that. Other questions, comments are invited. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. 333-WILL, 800-222-WILL. Our guest this afternoon here on the Afternoon Magazine, WILL General Manager Mark Leonard. Perhaps one of these days on the Afternoon Magazine, we could have some of the agriculture staff and some of their frequent guests, and we could have them come in and we could ask them questions that would make it less of a mystery.
A primer for newcomers?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, okay.
Ed Kieser does it with his weather every
week,
right.
Doesn't he? That's right. He does talk to Ed, and he and his buddy at Starkle Planetarium at Parkland College, Dave Leake, they do a feature every once in a while. They call themselves the Sky Guys, and they come in and they talk about meteorology and astronomy. Let's talk with another listener. Listener in Champaign on line one. Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I forgot what I was going to ask.
We can come back to you.
No, I remember now.
Okay.
What's an LDP?
Oh, that's a question for the agriculture. So.
Okay.
I'm just testing
new manager.
I didn't claim to know it yet.
he just owned up to.
Yeah. The other question is, I was listening the other day on one of your programs, and Rupert Murdoch came up. And do you know how old Rupert Murdoch is? You're in journalism.
Oh, he's got to be 70, isn't he?
Well, that's what I would have thought, but I remember reading about a young war correspondent from Australia in Gallipoli in 1917 or 18, and it was Rupert Murdoch. That puts him at 100 at least, I think.
He's been around forever, but I didn't think that long.
Well, I didn't either. I just thought maybe he would have come up in journalism school or something. So.
Interesting.
Well, a couple of trivial questions. Anyway, welcome to the community. I guess you've been here for a while. Since you worked,
I've been here about 2 months now.
Oh, only 2 months.
Yes,
okay.
Just in time for the humidity.
Well, I guess you won't be too surprised by the cold weather in the winter coming from New York. So, anyway, I'll keep listening.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Next, we talk with a listener in Champaign on line two. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to say that when we moved here a few years ago, we just considered WILL to be one of the gems of the community right away. It's a wonderful public broadcasting, both television and radio station, but especially the radio we listen to a great deal. We really like the original programming and also the programming that carry from NPR. One of the things I wanted to mention is I know that there were some budget cuts recently and there were changes in programming as a result. And we just wanted to say that we really enjoy some of the new programming. The World, in particular, we think is a terrific show, and we like to listen to it a lot.
Excellent. That's good to hear. I think Fresh Air was one of the casualties of the budget cuts. Do you miss Fresh Air?
We do. But, it was a really good substitute and carries a lot of original stuff that we wouldn't normally hear elsewhere.
That's great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. What do you think the right mix is, Mark, between the national programming and local programming?
I don't think there's any easy answer to that. I think you want to look at what is available nationally and what will best serve your market. but then look for ways to distinguish yourself with local content that isn't available anywhere else. You know, increasingly, people have satellite radios, they have internet, they have sources of all of this national content. You don't have to look too far down the road to see the time when people are going to be able to access those and not have to use a local radio station. So it's in our best interest that we continue to develop unique proprietary content if we're going to keep those listeners and those viewers. Can we afford to program 24 hours a day, all local, all original? Not at all. We couldn't. There's no way we could sustain that kind of quality on one of our three stations, much less on all three plus the internet. So you pick and choose the opportunities and try to make sure that it's on target with the most pressing needs and issues that your community has facing it. We're using the internet these days, and we'll continue to do more of this in the future to extend the value of our content so that, for example, Afternoon Magazine is available in archival form on our internet so that when your afternoon show is over, it has enduring value, lasting value. And we know that because of comments that a lot of people are using that service. And so the impact of the program and your great guests multiplies many times over. We're going to be looking to do more and more of that in the future to get even more impact from the shows that we do create here.
And now you can subscribe to podcasts both in agriculture and AM 580 News as well. So the AM 580 News staff is putting together a podcast daily, Monday through Friday, that has news, weather, and a feature as well. So we can look for that to kind of continue to develop as the technology develops, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk with another listener. Listener in Mattoon, line 4. Hi.
Good morning. We moved to this area 4 or 5 years ago, and we came from Western Illinois and were members at WIU in Macomb and listened to their programs, which are similar, and originally from the Southern Illinois area. We still belong to WSIU as well as WILL. And I got a number of comments. One, the music on WILL FM is just excellent on Friday and other days. But the problem here in Mattoon is that we don't get near the reception that we do, of course, for the AM station. And in Western Illinois, they had that same problem, and they added a transmitter over near the Mississippi River, and we could start getting it very well. pardon me, WSIU does the same thing, and we listen to Garrison Keeler and Zorba Pastor, the doctor, and we get it over from Olney, WSIU. I just wonder, is there any possibility that WILL-FM could get a transmitter closer to our area to improve the quality of sound?
Well, that's a good question. Without knowing the specifics of Mattoon and our reception down there, I will say that we're constantly looking at our coverage area and looking for ways to optimize that. We do have a translator in Danville, and we've got a translator here in Champaign. For us, probably the more immediate concern is that we will be converting our FM transmitter to a digital format in the foreseeable future. And I think we're going to wait and see what that does to our coverage pattern before we spend any other money investing in translators or additional coverage area. We have to get past that financial hurdle first. It may end up improving the reception for you. It may end up that you fall outside of our coverage area. We won't be able to tell until we do go on the air. But it means that if you receive us at all, it will be crystal clear.
When will that take place?
Well, we're hoping to have it completed within the next calendar year.
I see. Well, that sounds fine. Good. Maybe we'll be able to get that music in, because you certainly have a good program. A lot of that is what they used to have in Macomb at the WIU. And I was wondering, you did change the Keeler program around the past year, and I wondered why you took it off the AM. It's difficult for us to get the FM, but often we can get it through Olney on WSIU. And this Zorba Pastor, that's one that is quite popular in some public radio. And just a suggestion, you might think about giving us a little better access to the Keeler show.
Well, that's a really good example of what we tell you during fund drives when we say that amount of local support will determine the quality of the programs we can bring you. That was a strictly financial decision because they charge us additional to put the program on our AM station, and we had to make a tough budget cut and eliminate it on our AM broadcast. If we have the funds to restore it, we certainly would consider doing that in the future because we know a lot of folks were able to listen to it on AM that cannot on FM.
Well, I can understand that problem, yes. A lot of them have that. Well, we certainly appreciate what you're giving us, and our radio is on a good part of the day on WILL-AM, but sure would like to get that music on Friday night and Saturday.
We're working on it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Next, we talk with a listener on line one. Where are you calling from, line one?
Urbana.
Urbana, hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm glad you got me on quick. I heard somebody's talk in favor of The World, which is my least favorite program of all that you carry, so I wanted to balance that out. I wasn't going to call in, but I heard that, so I really had to call in and say I really resent that program. I also resent having to listen to Far Away NPR station in order to catch day to day, and I understand you spend some time on the West Coast. I hope you can facilitate picking up some programs from the West Coast. I think we're way too oriented toward the East Coast, and I hope you've got an affinity for that. Let's see what else, and I guess the other thing is that so that there's a plug for day to day. I guess the last thing is that I wanted to ask you, and I'll hang up. I was wondering if you had anything to say about your attitude toward controversial programs. And as an aside, I hope you make an effort to include diverse and underrepresented groups more than the mainstream, at least. And I'll hang up because I've got to go. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I think Day to Day is a great program, and certainly there's a whole lot of them that are on our radar list, and I'm going to be interested in hearing the discussions internally of why we choose the programs that we do. I think it's healthy to periodically look at those and see what else is out there, and if we can change our schedule for the better, that's great. As far as controversial programming, I guess that what I would say is that controversy for the sake of controversy is not something to be pursued. If there are issues that deserve coverage, then public radio and public television have an obligation to provide programming about them, because what we provide is depth and understanding and context that you are perhaps not able to get in other media. And I think that we have had a good tradition of handling sensitive topics responsibly throughout the years, and I hope we'll continue to be able to do that in the future. I know we'll be able to do that in the future. We don't shy away from controversy. However, we want to make sure that we handle it responsibly and in a balanced manner. Again, looking for depth and context.
Let's take another call. A listener on line three in Champaign. Hi.
Hi. I just want to say, this is mostly a comment. We've been here, my husband and I, for almost 50 years and listened to AM 580 and FM 90.9. My radio crumped out this morning, and so he went out and got a new one. Obviously, I was so glad they take both stations, because that's the main thing we listen to. And so I want to say two things. Welcome aboard, and thanks. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Well, that's very nice to hear. Thank you.
And let's talk with a listener now on a cell phone on line two. Hi.
Yes, hi. Welcome to the community, first of all. But I really think that WILL-AM does a tremendous job of getting stories out that you would not ordinarily hear in the TV or regular TV media our radio media. I was just so impressed this past weekend with a story, and I think it probably was an old one, but it was about John Perkins, I believe, and he was an economic hitman, is the book that he wrote. And these are the kind of stories that you just won't get in the mainstream media. So I say keep the work up, and thank you.
Well, these are all such nice, kind words. Do you have such a supportive audience every day, Celeste?
Often.
That's great.
It is.
It is. People truly value the programming that you provide.
Yeah. The callers are great, and often times after I do an interview with a guest, I will talk with the guest off the air to thank them for being with the guest, he or she, for being with us. And the guest will say, you have a marvelous audience. Your callers are so intelligent, well-read. And so that's always nice to hear. And I'd take the opportunity here to pass that along to the listeners.
I'm hoping that some people come up with some questions or suggestions or some issues that we can incorporate into our planning. Part of what I'm doing, you know, the first 2 months I've been here is doing a lot of listening, both to staff and community members, to try to understand not just what we're doing, you know, well now, but in the future, what are the kinds of things that perhaps we could concentrate on, particularly as it relates specifically to our region.
Okay. Well, let's take a call now from Chicago on line four. Hi. Excuse me. There we go. Line
four.
Oh, okay.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I live in Chicago, so I guess I'll just say welcome anyway.
Well, thank you.
Chicago's a long way from Champaign. But I'm sorry, I have to disagree with one of your callers. I like The World. I think it's a wonderful program. And I know you carry it twice. Now, up here in Chicago, I can watch it. I can listen to it three times if I want to. Once at 2 o'clock, and then again on your station, and then again at 7 o'clock. But fortunately for us, they have a show called As It Happens, which you used to carry, but because of financial reasons, you had to let it go. But they have it up here in Chicago every night now, so we get to listen to that. And I think that's a great program, too.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully someday you'll also be able to get Terry Gross back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a wonderful show. And, of course, like I said, again, up here in Chicago, we get it up here. But one of the reasons I call is because I wondered if you have ever heard of a show called ReSound. They carry it up here in Chicago. It's produced up here.
It's not familiar to me.
Okay, it's produced on WBEZ. It's the host is a lady by the name of Gwen Maxide. It's I think it's a great show. It's unusual. I'm not sure it would play well down in Champaign because it is kind of unusual. But I wondered if you could maybe listen to it. If you want to do it, if you have a computer, you can go to the westcoastfestival.org. And you can find one of the shows and see what you think of it. You might consider slipping it in sometime.
It's called Rebound?
No, it's called ReSound.
ReSound.
ReSound, yes. And they carry it every Saturday. They used to carry it Sunday night at 5 o'clock, but now they carry the Tavis Smiley show on those. But now they carry it every Saturday afternoon of 2 to 3. I'm not saying you got to do that because you can carry it at your convenience, but I'm saying you might want to look into it.
We'll check it out.
Sure. And like I said, you can always call up here if you really want to listen to it. I'm sure they'd be glad to fill you in on the program. I also like the show Inside Europe, which comes on Sunday morning. Now, unfortunately, because I don't have a computer, I can't hear it in the wintertime, but when I do hear it, it's a great show. And I think most of your programming is pretty good.
I've noticed, and I like the fact that we have international perspective that we offer on our air, which some public radio stations don't do. And I think the decisions made here by the staff are pretty interesting because that is a point of view that a lot of times is not accessible to U.S. citizens.
Well, that's right, and you're down in Champaign, so I understand why you carry a lot of stuff for the farming community. But I also am glad you have the international flavor as well. I'll let someone else get on. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Next, we talk with a listener on line one in Champaign. Hi.
Hi, lots of threads. Gwen Maxey actually first did her radio at WEFT, and the program is called RE Sound, sort of regarding sound.
Oh, okay.
RE Sound. So I'm sure she'd be happy to be back on the air here. I've listened to it a couple of times. It's kind of on the lines of This American Life in a way, except she explores sort of quirky sensibility kind of things. So I don't know why that Chicago has the corner on that, but they seem to.
They're good. It's a good station.
But that's just an incidental comment. I also prefer the world to day-to-day. Tony is a great guy, but maybe I'm a East Coaster or something, biased or something, but I would, if there was a choice between the two, I certainly would go with the world instead of L.A.'s contribution. I listen to it fairly regularly on the internet radio, but I actually have a general I also really appreciate the other person calling in and complimenting Alternative Radio's presentation of John Perkins. He would be a great guest to have on so people could actually interact with him locally. He's got a very interesting book out by the same name, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, that reads like a novel, and there's some talk of making it a movie, I guess I heard. But corporate underwriting is what bothers me, and actually it ties in with agriculture. Bunge and Archer Daniels Midland are sponsoring or underwriting WLL, and I just hope you can isolate their influence from reportage. I suppose it's not as overt as other things. I mean, just the great show Media Matters had a critic of media on, and he was complaining about public TV's having both BP and Archer's Daniels Midland sort of fulfilling the petroleum broadcasting system epithets that one has heard occasionally about PBS. But so I just think it's something to guard against getting corporate underwriting, even if it is local. Archer Daniels Midland is obviously global, but they are based quite locally. So in fact, people that work for them can actually triple their donation to public media or any charity. Actually, they do have a nice matching program. So the people over at ADM that are listening in right now, if you haven't given, I don't know. I guess I'm doing a fundraising break for you here.
Keep going.
But one other thing is, as far as agricultural reporting, I'm from Southern Illinois, and I found out a friend of my brother's has died of mad cow. So I just wonder if people might actually. It's distressing for me personally to know that someone in a small community I came from had died of mad cow disease. But I wonder if that is an important of something that ought to be looked into by the ag department. And on that rather terribly bizarre note, I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your comments about the underwriting. I'll address that specifically. Both at the local and the national level, the standards for editorial independence from the underwriting are quite strong. And in fact, locally, we're very vigilant in making sure that we don't have any sort of intervention. The underwriters, whether it's BP or ADM or any of the others, a lot of them are attracted to underwriting public radio and public television programming because we have a very desirable audience, a very intelligent audience, higher socioeconomic status. And because of how we are funded these days, underwriting has become increasingly important as government support has gone down. So although I do at times cringe at the interruptions of the underwriters in our programming, they have become a necessary evil. And as long as we maintain that editorial independence between the two, then I think that is a principle that we will fight to reinforce and make sure is never a concern in the future.
Let's take another call. Listener in Urbana on line 2. Good afternoon.
Now that you've mentioned underwriting by ADM, each time I hear them talking about the farmer and he, I forget exactly how their underwriting thingy goes, but something about creating products for his crops and markets, I forget it. But anyway, the farmer's always referred to as a he, and I happen to know some women farmers, and I'm thinking, come on, ADM, wake up. Find some other way to word that, okay? But I also wanted to say that we as listeners need to stand up to the plate more. And, you know, at least in our community, there are a lot of people coming and going. It's a highly mobile community. So when I meet somebody new and the topic of things like weather come up, I say, I always listen to WILL. I always get great weather reports, and it's something that's part of our day, and you really ought to listen, especially when we have the possibility of severe weather. It can really save your life. And then for other people, I talk about how much it means to us and how much it's worth to us. And, you know, gently over time, you know, sort of push people to contribute. It's not a matter of saying how much do you contribute, but, you know, it means a lot to us, and I think that it helps provide an alternative to advertiser-based influenced programming and to things that often seem to be associated with the current administration, et cetera, et cetera. But for whatever reason, I think we can each, if each of us could find somebody who doesn't give and encourage them to put their money where their listening ear is and contribute to WIL or up their giving. You know, it's so important that we give more than we used to. When we first started giving, it was like $25 a year. Now it's a bit more than that because I think it's really, really worth it. And we learned, I learned so much. It's like getting another degree almost with the varying kinds of programming that the station has. So whatever it means to people, please see if you can haul in another donor yourself. Really, if each of us took that responsibility and got another donor, the station would have a lot more money. Thanks.
That's nice to hear. That's all we ask people to do is to not take the service for granted. We don't know what you can afford, and we never tell anybody what level to give at. But if everyone participated at some level, yeah, we'd be in fine shape. We know we have large audiences. You know, our ratings tell us that for all of our services. But unfortunately, only what we use the phrase a lot is feeling more and more like a pledge break. 1 in 10 become members. And it would be great if the listeners of and users of our services took a moment and took stock. This is a very good public broadcast station here and stations. And many communities much larger than Champaign-Urbana do not have the caliber of diverse programming that the viewers and listeners have every day in this region.
Let's talk with another listener. Caller in Urbana, line 3. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to put a plug in for weather. I commute on a bicycle, and I ride all winter and in all kinds of weather, and it is so nice to know what kind of equipment I should have on and take with me if it's going to rain or snow on me or get, you know, real high humidity or whatever, then I know how to dress and what to take along with me. Also, we have tornadoes, and it's very reassuring to be sitting on the floor in the basement with the siren running and knowing that Ed is someplace keeping track and telling us when we can come out again and what's happening and where it is. And I listen to the Europe program at Sunday morning at 6 o'clock. And I listen to the BBC at night, and it is so important to hear some news about what's going on in the world from a different point of view. I love our stations, and I hope we'll keep it up. I like the jazz, especially on Friday night. I love those programs. And I agree with all the previous callers. We all have to chip in and keep it going because it's really great. And I miss What Do You Know. If we ever get enough money to get What Do You Know back, I like that.
I miss What Do You Know.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorites, too.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your comments. And what do you say we take another call? Listener in Colfax on line 4. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just wanted to let you know I am a farmer out here, and I'm really appreciative of the ag programming, the expansion they've done, and I really would, I fear losing that because we're losing influence as we're a shrinking minority in the country, and as far as people being concerned about the influence that ADM and Cargill and all the other people might be wielding, I don't think Dave Dickey or Todd Gleason ever backed down from a story, and I don't think that's something we need to worry about locally, at least. But I appreciate your book reviews and the weather. Only thing I do have not a complaint, but a suggestion is I know these guys can't work 24 hours a day, but our weather programming when we're farming it sure is nice to have a weather report on the weekend that's reliable, and it kind of scales back. And I know those guys need days off, but if there was some way to expand that on weekends, it'd be nice.
That's a good comment. We actually talked about that last week.
Okay. Is the listener still there?
Yes, I am.
LDP is loan. What kind of loan payment is that?
Loan deficiency payment.
There you go.
All right.
That's
I'll know for the next time.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Next, we talk with a listener in Farina on line one. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks. First of all, I live just outside 100 miles and am disappointed every night when your show goes off the air because the signal goes down. And another thing, I love Media Matters and also your alternative show and a number of others. But I'm real disappointed that you don't carry Democracy Now!, which I know it's on 500 of your affiliates, and I desperately want to hear it, and it's absolutely the best news show that exists, probably in the world, if at least not the country. In fact, they're responsible for breaking the white phosphorus story and actually forcing the Pentagon to admit it, and they're just the best. And so can you possibly get that show for us? We need it.
I think it's on another station in the market, WEFT. Do they?
Mm-hmm,
okay, WEFT carries it locally, which I think prevents us from taking the program.
Oh, who would that be?
WEFT, and it's an FM station in Champaign-Urbana.
Oh, I don't think we can get that, and we can't get it on TV either because we only get two channels.
And do they have their content streaming? Democracy Now? No, they do not. I'm hearing. Okay.
It streams online.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
So that you can get it that way.
But I can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I depend on you.
It's always the challenge. There are so many good programs that our program manager and our station manager, who happen to be the same person at the moment, spend a lot of time looking at all of the different offerings and trying to figure how to stitch them into the best schedule to serve, you know, our listeners. And because that show is already in the market, it kind of goes off our list because at least locally it's redundant with the other station. As far as the signal coverage for AM, that's something that is frustrating to us also. We have a daytime license in effect. We have to go to low power in the evening. But when we change our FM signal to digital, which we are hoping to do within the next year, we will be able to put, in addition to our classical music programming, probably our AM programming on a second channel of the FM, which will greatly increase our coverage area. So that is at least something that something on the horizon that means you'll be able to hear the AM programming no matter what time of the day it is.
Well, that's something great. Thanks.
Thanks for the call this afternoon. Next, we talk with a listener in Urbana, line two. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I guess, first of all, let me say, I do not miss What Do You Know. Mm. I was glad to see it go. But at any rate, what I really depend on the BBC broadcast. That, to me, is the most essential thing that I get from WILL, and I really, really need that and appreciate it. And I would also like the Europe Today, but 6 o'clock in the morning is not my time of day, and I would not mind having it later on, repeated at some point later on. Another thing, an earlier caller from Chicago mentioned that they can get As It Happens. I thought As It Happens had disappeared, and I really miss As It Happens. I would like to have that again, too. So, any comment?
We're tallying all these comments for consideration. We're going to pass them on to our programming department, and listener feedback is always a high priority when we make our decisions.
Right.
And let me ask you, to the caller, do you listen to the BBC during Morning Edition, Afternoon Magazine, the overnight service, or all three?
All three. And I also, when I'm available at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I catch it on TV, the WILL TV, the BBC broadcast. And I think there's also a morning one, which I don't think I've ever caught. Or another time of the day. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think there is at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's why I'm not quite sure on AM.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that again is not my...
Yeah, that's kind of early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I think the overnight service goes all the way to 5 a.m.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not usually.
No, we have to go on hearsay. We're not. None of us are up at that hour.
Let's talk with another listener. Caller on line three on a cell phone. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to go back to the podcast idea. I was curious about whether or not it would include Focus 580 and Afternoon Magazine. Also, I don't know of any other interview shows that do such a good job of interviewing, you know, authors where the books have actually been read by the hosts and it's informative. Have you ever thought about exporting this program to other public radio stations? That's all.
Well, it's come up a couple times in early conversations here. I think one of the questions always is, when you start to distribute a program, does it destroy some of the core characteristics that make it important to begin with, which is a locally focused interview program? I think that we will continue to consider those kinds of things. What assets do we have? What programs do we have that would lend themselves to distribution? I'm also interested in addition to podcasting with these programs, which we do currently, are there ways of taking some of these interviews and guests and perhaps finding a way to use them on our television service also? Because you have, both in studio and by phone, some of the brightest minds in the world every single day, whether they're authors or researchers. And that has just really knocked me out since I've been here and listened to the caliber every single day. We don't know yet. We're kind of innovating and looking for ways to extend the value of these great shows that are produced here. They are. These are national caliber programs that you get every single day, morning and afternoon.
General Manager of the WILL stations, Mark Leonard, our guest this afternoon here on the Afternoon Magazine. Let's talk with a listener in Chicago now on line four. Hello.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you very much. I really appreciated the program and the comments of the callers during this time. And I'd like to possibly introduce a thought for innovation on the program. I know it's taking a whole hour and interviewing in breadth and depth as the programs have been consistently presented. I wonder if you could possibly consider splitting up the hour into two segments, a good half hour, and thereby, like in the morning with David Inger, getting four interviews in, and later on with Afternoon Magazine, and having Celeste get a couple interviews in, to not only present the one subject, but maybe get an alternate opinion from someone that is currently engaged in the same topic. It might introduce a bit of diversity. Or if you could get them both on the line at the same time, I'm not trying to say maybe get anything going rough and tumble like the McLaughlin Report or other programs, but it'd be interesting to divide the hour up into two segments, thereby getting a bit more diversity and making it more concise in the half-hour format, and or doubling the amount of people that are being allowed to talk.
I think
so.
That's...
It's something that you might want to consider doing. You know, if you want to consider that. But overall, I praise the programming and continue on the good work.
Thanks for the call.
I think that question was for you, Celeste. I saw you wincing at the thought of that.
Well, you know what? We on a rare occasion or two, we've done something similar to that. We've had like two different points of view on the same topic. We'll split the time up. It can be a little tough because you got to roll people in and you got to roll them out. And oftentimes, it's my experience that you just are getting going. And then it's time to stop. Also, there's a practical question in terms of how do we do it.
Sure.
We've got to have producers doing that work. And we've got like 1 3/4 persons for 5 hours, 6 hours of radio a day.
And what happens if you represent one side well, and then because of logistics, the other side is only...
Yeah.
Inadequately
yeah.
represented, then you look like you're not doing
yeah.
a complete job.
And I think that I really like the idea of having two people on who have maybe have a different point of view on at the same time. But like as the listener mentioned, you don't want to have to break up, you know, a fight. You don't want to have screaming and shouting. You want to have a conversation that is reflective, and you want to be responsive. You don't really want to come to blows, and I've had that happen to me But also, but you know, at the same time, you can have people who are civil to one another and sit down, and they can be on during the same hour, and we have a great conversation. So
the studio is kind of tight for a fracas, too.
Mark's in Studio A with me this afternoon. Okay, let's take one more call. Champagne, line one. Hi.
Hi. I'm afraid I missed a fair portion of the show, but I gather that you're talking about what listeners would like to hear. And I certainly love the local interview programs. The one thing I really miss is Terry Gross's Fresh Air. I don't know if anybody's mentioned that yet, but wow, that is such a terrific program. Is there any chance of getting that back?
It was cut from our schedule, I'm guessing 2 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
Okay. And it was for strictly financial reasons. And although that the trimming that was done back then was painful from my understanding and resulted in a couple of shows being cut, I think Fresh Air was the one that rises to the list over and over again, that if we are able to find additional funds, it goes to the top of the list of shows we would try to get back. It's an expensive program.
One thing you might consider is when you're doing the fundraising activities,
mm-hmm.
Trying to raise funds specifically around that, because that is a program that I think people would be maybe inspired to contribute a little bit more targeted.
Sure, sure. Well, we'll consider that as we go forward. We do know, though, there are a lot of very loyal fans for the program, and that hasn't been lost on us.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And Mark Leonard, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me.
And let's do this again down the line.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about our many communities as we go forward during the next year and see how we can improve what is already a great service,
okay.
WILL.
And we can look forward to, in the near future, you're going to do a program on WILL-TV like this one. So check your local listings, as they say, right?
Great, yes.
WILL General Manager Mark Leonard, thank you so much.